A Breakfast Huddle with Elliot Danker, Yasmin Yonkers, and Ryan Hwan. Replay from Money FM 89.3.
Right now, let's talk about food.
Yes, most of us rarely stop to think about how food reaches our plates, especially in Singapore, where over 90% of the food we consume is imported.
Mm-hmm.
Behind the scenes, though, businesses around the world are involved in this food journey. Let's call it from farm to table.
I like the sound of that, yeah. One such business is the Asiatic Agricultural Industries, Asiatic. It's a local manufacturer of crop protection products, which aims to contribute towards food security and even safeguard public health. Some of the products that we're talking about include the insecticides, fungicides, herbicides, crop nutrients, which actually help farmers in controlling pests and diseases to increase crop yields.
Now, they were founded 46 years ago in 1972. Asiatic has grown its distribution network to cover Southeast Asia, Africa, the Middle East, as well as the Indian subcontinent. And in recognition of its internationalization strategy, Asiatic won the Enterprise 50 Award for the first time last year.
Here's a man who's been holding Asiatic's hands through this entire journey. He knows all of it. Chan Chik Chi is his name, chairman of Asiatic Agricultural Industries, in the studio with us. Chik Chi, good morning. Thank you for being with us.
Good morning.
So you founded this company back in 1972 with your brothers, yeah?
You're right.
Tell us a little bit about the beginnings of the company. What are your memories from 46 years ago?
Okay, I think it started when I just left NS. And when I came out, there wasn't much to do. And, of course, I originate from a farming background. And that gives me a lot of experience and practical knowledge about what farming is all about. So I spoke to two other brothers who said, hey, why don't we do something about helping the farmers?
And that's how the business idea came about. Are you the oldest of the three brothers, Chik Chi?
No, I'm third in the family.
Uh-huh. But it took the younger ones to actually, the youngest one really, to spark this inspiration?
No, not exactly. I think it started off with my eldest brother.
Okay.
Chik Wai. His name is Chik Wai.
So he chochoed the rest to do this.
Not exactly. He was very much into farming himself. Mm-hmm. And he did a little bit of trading into agrochemicals because he was serving some of the farms, some 20 over farms around the Jurong East area.
Mm.
And because of that, you know, we do have some knowledge pertaining to the handling of all these chemicals.
What an inspiration he's turned out to be and how far the company has become.
Chik Chi, I'd like to talk about Asiatic's business network. Okay, you've got Asia Pacific, Africa, Middle East, the Indian subcontinent region, and you've got offices and operations in places like Myanmar, Sri Lanka, Vietnam, Kenya, Rwanda, and Ivory Coast.
Ooh, wow.
Yes. That's massive, mm-hmm. But where are you seeing your biggest market growth currently? And could you elaborate a little on why that's seeing the most growth?
I think currently we view Africa as a very important continent.
Okay.
Their population is huge. And besides that, it's really underdeveloped, so to speak, right? And there are opportunities for companies like us to really mix our presence.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And that's why since 2006, we have focused a little bit more into Africa. And these are really bearing fruits.
Okay. Africa is not a continent that is eyed a lot by Singapore businesses. Whose idea was it to take the first step there?
Actually, we went in by chance.
Oh, tell us more.
Yes. It started off with two German gentlemen who approached us to say, hey, you know, we know you are quite strong in Asia. We think you have a good range of product. Why don't we represent you in Africa?
Okay.
So, okay, fine. We worked together with them, got the registrations done in a number of African countries, and the business just moved on, grew.
Mm-hmm.
And by 2006, these two gentlemen say, hey, you know, we are old enough to retire. So we say, hey, why don't you take over?
Oh, Okay. And the African countries that you have in question are Kenya, Rwanda, Ivory Coast, and gosh, there's so many more.
Yes.
The potential is absolutely there to get more market share. Yes. Chan Chik Chi is our guest. He's the chairman of Asiatic Agricultural Industries. They are a local manufacturer of crop protection products.
So it's great that you've gone to Africa, and you were quite ahead of the curve in that sense. But what about the more competitive markets? Could you share which markets are the most competitive, and how are you dealing with trying to gain more market share in those areas?
I reckon the most competitive markets are actually in Asia.
Right.
Yeah. Seriously, there are many players.
Okay.
So as a result, you know, there's a lot of price pressure. But we are not concerned about that. Price is always price. But I think what we have been doing over the years is to maintain our quality to a point whereby people recognize us, recognize our brand, and say, now, look, hey, we want Asiatic products.
Okay. Chan Chik Chi, chairman of Asiatic Agricultural Industries. We're pretty much talking about, you know, where does your food come from?
Absolutely.
What are the challenges as well?
And then taking care of the food as well with crop protection products. So, Chik Chi, there's always this challenge of pests and diseases that widely vary from country to country, but you operate in such a wide market around the world. How do you actually get to understand each of your clients' issues around the world and really understand the different strains when it comes to pests and diseases that you have to fend off?
Actually, we have been in the business, you know, up to today is 46 years. We have gained extensive experiences, knowledge about all the markets that we operate in. And effectively, over the years, we have set up technical teams in most of the areas that we are working in. And with that, this team are normally people, local experts, who will work with us to determine what is most suitable for that particular market.
Okay. What about, just to elaborate, because we are going to talk a little bit about food safety as well. What about the corporate social responsibility? You know, there are always people saying that, you know, how you use these pesticides. How do you ensure that your consumers or your customers use these products correctly?
Yes, so that's where our technical team comes into play.
Okay.
Our team not only does just technical work, that means advising them what to do, how to use the product, but we also conduct lessons in safe use, including disposal, etc., etc. And I think this is the one portion which we are quite proud of, meaning that, hey, when others are not doing it, we are doing it.
All right. Chan Chik Chi, chairman of Asiatic Agricultural Industries, with us.
Chik Chi, I'd like to talk about organic food. There's a rise in popularity. Do you see organic food as a bit of a disruptor? And how does Asiatic deal with this so-called disruption?
I think, as far as I'm concerned, organic food is a choice. Those who choose to have organic food, well, by all means, you know. But I think if you think that you want to feed the world, organic farming may not be the route you should be taking. Recently, I read an article, and it comes from the Fertilizer News Weekly.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah, and you know, these are words from the Prime Minister of Vietnam.
Tell us.
He says, to this date, crop protection tools such as pesticides play a critical role in producing more food using fewer resources. Without these tools, more than half of the world's crops would be lost to insects, diseases, and weeds, leading to enormous economic and environmental damage. So these are his words. I think many, in fact, I should say all the governments in the world realize that, yes, anybody can choose to go organic. Nobody's stopping you. But to feed the masses, it would have meant that you have to produce enough, right? And landmass is not getting bigger. In fact, the landmass, or so-called arable land these days,
are shrinking,
right? And with climate change, you know, and all this, we need really to increase the yields. And I think if you take the organic route, yes, you get food, never a problem. I think our ancestors started that way.
Yeah.
And
that's true.
Yeah. And of course, over the years now, over the centuries and this, populations have grown. Yeah. And how to feed them.
Mm.
And that's where agriculture comes into play.
Sure. Well, Chikchi, you just quoted the Prime Minister of Vietnam, the huge endorsement to your industry. Must make you feel good. Does that sort of solidify your economic future, I guess, in the business that you're doing right now? Such endorsements, you know?
I personally feel that there's great potential in this business.
Mm-hmm.
Population is ever growing, right? And on top of that, we have all the climate change and all this affecting crop yields, so on and so forth. And the ability to protect and increase the use of crop is of utmost importance as far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
And as far as our side of the business is concerned, I feel that there are about 200 countries in the world. We are only in about 20.
Mm-hmm.
So we still got 180 to tackle.
Okay, very optimistic there. Very nice. Our guest is Chan Chikchi, chairman of the Asiatic Agricultural Industries. And they, of course, are a local manufacturer of crop protection products. And they are pretty much global as well in many countries around the world. I just want to ask you, what are the biggest disruptors or, I guess, innovation points for the future? Would they be new technology? Would they be climate change as a challenge? What do you have to say about those?
I think the greatest disruption would be climate change, right? With increased droughts, increased flooding due to typhoons and other, you know, natural calamities. I think climate change is one big challenge for everybody, not just ourselves, right? Because when it comes in and when there's shortage of food, it really affects everybody, not just ourselves. Yes, the other area of challenge is effectively to manage resistance of pests to such chemicals. It's a big issue, right?
Yeah.
After repeated use, it's just like pharmaceuticals as well.
Yeah, some antibiotics
You have the same problem, all right?
Okay.
So I'm just like a plant doctor.
Almost. Actually, yes, so.
Yeah. And, you know, we diagnose them. We try and figure out which are the best way we can do product or make the product in such a way to reduce resistance as much as possible.
Okay. You know, every now and then over my entire life, I have seen Salmonella, E. coli. I mean, these are the whole threats really to what we're actually putting in our stomach. And you'd think that you'd gotten a grip on these particular situations. But just last week, romaine lettuce, do you remember? There was the whole E. coli poisoning. It came back. How do you keep a lid on these recurring situations?
It has got nothing to do with, you know, the agrochemical industry.
Okay.
We protect the crops. The crops will grow nicely. The Salmonella, E. coli and all this are introduced into this outside the farming areas. I think it is not from the farms. The farms generally does not have all these bacteria. And I personally feel that in the process of transferring from the crop from the farm down to the supermarket chain, I think something must have gotten into it.
Mm.
How? I cannot explain.
We're chatting with Chan Chikchi, Chairman of Asiatic Agricultural Industries. What are Asiatic's plans in the near-term future? And if possible, what are some opportunities that perhaps you're eyeing?
I think we are still eyeing the market.
Okay.
That's where the growth comes from, and that's how we grow our company. In this industry, the most important aspect of gaining a market share is to register our products in the respective countries.
Okay.
Without registration, we will never be able to sell. Which means to say, the registration is a process whereby our products are tested, verified by the respective authorities to be acceptable in the market. And by not just the authorities, but also by the end users of a respective market.
Actually, just very quickly, are there any particular regulation challenges that you guys face? Any that you would like to highlight?
Not much. Basically, the regulations are quite standard.
Okay.
They usually follow a lot of FAO guidelines. You probably have heard of FAO, right? And we work according to FAO guidelines.
Right.
So with that, we are actually compliant with all these regulations. Over and above that, we have actually generated and at the same time have a collection of datas pertaining to our products. So when we go about submission of
pretty
registration,
it's
pretty straightforward.
Great.
Chan Chek Chee, our guest this morning, giving us something to think about today as food comes to our plate, because we know now how much work goes behind keeping all of that safe. Thank you so much for your time in the studio this morning.
You're most welcome.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.